Hello, everybody.
Hello, Robbie.
Oh, hello there. Can't see anybody, but okay. Sorry to see some people. Okay.
Could Rebbe go over the question of Dr. Brigida's question from yesterday?
Okay. But I would like to, I don't want to get bogged down on it, but I'll
Okay,
go over it. Go over it because basically, but let me just wait one more minute, half a minute. I want to sort of, I like to finish off this part of the sugya by Rosh Hashanah, and I like to try and tie all the loose ends together or as much as we can. That would be nice. And the rule what we do is we tie whatever we can, and we can't, we just forget about. But there's a lot of loose ends, and I suspect that they tie together. Basically, so that's good, sir. I'm glad to ask for a little bit of a quick review. Basically, the Achiezer has a question that how does the second answer in Bala Kano? Now, we're not, what makes life a little bit complicated is that we're not so sure that that's such a strong kasha, because you could theoretically say that the second teres holds that in Bala Kano. Tavis only said mashma. Now, on the other hand, I'm a little inclined to be mevato my das to Rav Chaim Ozer, that he knows that it's a good kasha, that if Tavis said it's mashma, that means that it's really mashma, and it would be doichik to say that the second teretz doesn't hold of it, and if or if the second teretz didn't hold of it, he should have commented. Now, I don't know for sure. If it was only up to me, if I didn't have the Chaim Ozer, I would have been inclined to say that there's nothing so terrible to say the second teretz doesn't hold of it. But being that Rav Chaim Ozer asked the question, it's not like we thought of any tiefkeit. Like I'm sure he also saw it says mashma. So that means Rav Chaim Ozer, who's much more bucky in the Derech of Taisus, is obviously saying that if Taisus says mashma, it's doichik to say that the second Teretz disagrees. So we have that question. So Rav Chaim Ozer, his basic answer was that since there's no Nesra, so therefore you have, though he says it a little complicated way. I'm not saying maybe just the way he says it, but in a simply way, he says since there's no Nesra, therefore, you have a Zika now for the future, because it's eventually there'll be a Zika. And if once there's a Zika in the future, then there's a Zika now. Therefore, you need Chalitza. And once you need Chalitza and there's a Zika now, then even there's a Kiyum Mitzvah now. And the Eishes goes off. And if you're Bala now, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah and you're Bala Kano. That's basically what the Achiezer says. So we had three questions on the Achiezer, leaving Dr. Begida's question for the last. But there's three questions. One is that we timed that the Chayra, if the first Teretz argues, if the second Teretz argues with the first Teretz, and the first Teretz, the Chayra, it sounds like the Havamina of the Taisus was that you should learn out from Achaz Ishta. That we saw from the Rush. Because the Rush said, when the Rush, there was a funny Rush, a little bit jumpy, but the Rush, when he asks his Kasha, he doesn't say anything about Achaz Ishta. But when he says his answer, he says, and then he says, seemingly the exact same answer that our Taisus gives. So we said that the fact that the way Tysus, the Rosh says his answer, seems to imply that the Havamina was that you learn out Nida from Achaz Ishto. So, and that's what Tysus' answer is in the Nida is Lo Dami. Our Tysus also says that. The Nida Lo Dami Achaz Ishto, Shai Rais. The dummy, the Achaz Ishta Arayis. So it sounds like Tavis Havamina was that it is dummy like the Rush. So our problem was, problem number one is that at least according to Baruch Ber, if you're in the Daimet Da'achos Ishto, so he said Allah is a Poiter, not just an Oiser. Right? That's a very sadistic aside, that the Torah of Allah is written in the Parshas Yibum. Anything that's in the Parshas Yibum is a Poiter. It says it's no mitzvah. It's not a blockage. If it's not in the Parshas Yibum, so then it's just a blockage. It happens to come across, Zari gave a mitzvah in all cases. Happens to be that you're in need, so you can't do Yibum. But Allah is written in the Parshas Yibum. Allah said, because it's Yivama Yavo Allah. And there's a hekesh, and not when you're in Achos Ishto. So if the Torah says there's no mitzvah filling on Shabbos, it's not a blockage. There's no mitzvah on Shabbos. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum when it's Allah, when it's an Achos Ishto. So if Tavis Amin it was, then Nida is comparable to Achos Ishto. And the second Teretz, L'chaira, doesn't hold to the first answer. That seems to be Mukhruch. So it means the second Teretz holds that Nida is in the, is Daimet to Achos Ishto. So we, and Achos Ishto is a Paiter. So we said it's not possible to be like the Gemara in Pesachim says that you mekayim the mitzvah and in Baal HaKano. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah and Baal HaKano when there's a paiter. It's only when there's an oiser. If there's an oiser, so you know the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, you drove on Shabbos v'meshiv Aveda. So that's an iser. Doesn't there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So you could say that you're a mechal of Shabbos and you mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But if it's a poiter, the Torah did not mechayev filling on Shabbos, so then there's no, you can't be yaitzin a mitzvah, you can't be baal hakano. That was our first question.
Okay. What about chalitza at that point?
No chalitza because you're a poiter. If you're a poiter.
How come Tyson doesn't mention chalitza if he's not asking about that? If he's not also trying to ask about that, it's just funny that he doesn't mention that. Well, that's just coincidental.
The Parshat Pshat is, okay, what can I do? The Tavis, when the Rush, when he asks his Kasha, also doesn't mention Chalitza. It's only later he discusses Chalitza. So I don't know. I don't know if that's so funny. I don't think that's such a problem. The Rush asks the Kasha, Nidush of Nesra, doesn't mention a word about Chalitza. And then after he gives his answer, he says, and also he can do Chalitza. Okay, so I don't know if that's such a problem. Anyway, let me go for a question. So that was our question one. Question number two, that we had a question that Chayra, there's a when Tavis brought in the site of Mbal Okono, we thought it was daichik to say that Tavis is just yanting. Right? It was our original. We first learned, I think, in the very beginning of the Zman, we pointed this out, that what's Tavis discussing in Baal HaKano? Zam Yenting, Tavis discussed Nida. He discussed Nida because we should have a Din Nesra. And then, that makes sense because that's connected to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto is a code word for Nesra because otherwise there should be Zika when the wife dies. The Tavis Kasha is, I know there's no Nesra by Nida. Why is Nida different than Achos Ishto? But there's no reason to discuss whether by Nida you're Kaina. We're not, the Mishnah doesn't mention Nida. We're not really talking about Nida. We only brought in Nida Agav Horche to explain the Din Nesra that we find by Achos Ishto. Why is Achos Ishto different than Nida when it comes to Nesra? So we said it's like Tavis is being a Yenta. But I think it was one of our first days. That Tavis is being a Yantif. First he starts out whether there's Nesra, and then he discusses whether or not there's Baal HaKano. So the seemingly the simple answer is that it's not a Yanta because Tavis is bringing a Raya to his answer. Because Tavis Havamina was the way we set up from the Rush, And we just got finished saying that if you're Yafina Me'achos Ishto, then you're an Erva. And if it's an Erva, it's not Shayach Umbal Okadam. So that's Gufa, what Davis is doing. Davis is Gufa saying, you just got finished saying, your Habamina was, and Nida's an Erva. Nida's an Erva. You got it, you then. It's the time it's Achos Ishto. Then, of course, it's never going to be a Bal Okadam. But now that you're telling me that it's not time it's Achos Ishto, so then it's very good that it's Bal Okadam. So he's bringing a riot. So our question is, it's a little similar to the same first question, a little bit different, that according to the Achiezer, we're back to the Entekasha, because according to the Achiezer, for whatever reason, once you say there's no, the second Teretz, which we say, which we assume holds the same as the Havamina, says in Balokono, even though he doesn't hold the first answer. So you can't say that there's a Hemshah. You know, the way we're setting it up to is that there's a Hemshah. Tavis is Mechadesh, and need is Odamin Achos Ishto. Because now that I said it's Odamin Achos Ishto, it's possible to say that in Balokono. But beforehand, you couldn't say such a thing. But according to the Achiezer, look in Tavius's answer, you say in Bal Okano, even though you're holding like the Havamina, so that means that even the Havamina, you can also say in Bal Okano, right? That was our Kasha number two. And Rabbi Dr. Begida's Kasha was that the way we said it at the end, to make the, you know, is that Tosfos says that there's no Nesra by Nida, because even to your husband, you'd have to wait. Mashra, if you didn't have that Svara, if Nesra, if Nida did not apply to husbands, only applied it to strangers, then there would be a Din Nesra by Nida for Yibo. Why should it be a Din Esra?
Just like Achos Ishto. Exactly like Achos Ishto.
Right. But why should it be a Din Esra? Since the Achiezer explains that the fact that you have a Zika for the future, the fact that Nida's Ame to go off, therefore there's a Zika for the future, therefore there's no Ashes off, therefore there's a Mitzvah Yibam now, so there's a Mitzvah Yibam. So you never got to the point that you were an Esra Shachas.
It's violating.
We assume in Dr. Begina's question that in order to be an Esra Shachas, it's not enough that there's an Isser. There has to be a Ptur. The solution of typhus is She'ez et darke noam im yeshor izakek v'zeh shenifter imenu. Now, maybe that's a mistaken diak. But where assumption was that when we asked this question, that the only time there's Nesra is if you're Potter. So how did you become Potter? According to the Achiezer, since Nida is Zokek for later, it's Amin to go off, you're Zokek for later, therefore you never become Potter. So why in the world should there be a Din Nesra? Right now, you're Zokek.
If there's no Svara of, if there's a problem of Darkei Noam, you're exactly like an Achos Ishto Nida.
But there's no problem with Darkei Noam because you never became Potter. That's Potter.
I thought his kasha is, why do you need Darkei Noam?
No, the Rabbi Begida's, Dr. Begida's kasha is, the way we're saying it is, why do you need Darkei Noam? That wasn't his question.
What's the question?
That was not his question. His question was, why does David have to say that Nida does not have Darkei Noam, because even to your husband, you have to wait. That's Svara. Nida shouldn't have Darkei Noam, because you were never Niftara. Because since the Achiezer tells us that by Nida, the din is, you get a Zika now for later, and therefore, if you do Bia with her, you're actually Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. And there's no Eishes Och. And you can definitely do chalitza. Because it says, you know, you're making the gear, you try to do chalitza, right? So you, so if that's all true, then it's never niftara. She's a full-fledged yibum. There's a technicality. You have to wait. You're not out to do yibum now. But there's never a moment of time that she became niftara. So why does he have to say there's no nesra? Because there's no problem with darkei nayam, because your husband only have to wait. It's a different reason. There's no problem with darkei nayam because you're not niftara. That was his kasha. Okay. Some people were arguing yesterday that the lashon of Taibis is niftara is lav dafka, and he doesn't mean niftara. It means neser. Ain't that darkei nayam? He actually thought he said sheneser. Okay, and that's a little daichik. Maybe doesn't say that, so he said niftara. Okay, it's more than a little daichik.
Because okay. Niftara after the, if you hold that, the usher make the isser is going to make it a patur. That's what you get.
Why should the isser make you a patur?
Because once you're usher, now you can't go anymore. So now it's not that, that starts the cycle.
But that's not even explaining what the darkei nayam is. The darkei nayam is aims at darkei nayam. To be the zakek possession niftara. If that's the din of darkei nayam, then it doesn't apply here. He's explaining the svara. Tavis explaining what the pgam of dark. Why is there a pgam in darkei nayam? Okay. Anyway, so that was the problem.
But we see by katan is klar. By katan is klar.
I didn't do katan yet. I'm sorry. Nothing is klar to me by katan. But let me go. I go. I don't want to do katan yet. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
What?
So thank you.
What?
I said thank you.
Okay. So I would like to go and try and play some. You know, put everything together. We weren't sure. In other words, we were very unsure about what Davis's Havamina was, because Davis in his Havamina does not say anything about learning out Nida from Achas Ishto. So this says it should be Kamo Achas Ishto. Doesn't say we should learn out from Achas Ishto. And we saw in the Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rabbeinu Peretz, who asked the exact same kasha, and his Avamina was that Nesra by Achas Ishto is a Hilchos Gemirah. Right? That's what we saw in Rabbeinu Peretz. I think so. I think so, right? So Rabbeinu Peretz says that Tavis is out, that the Havamina is that Nesra is the Hilkasa, is the Halakha Moshe Misinai. And the Kasha is, just like the Halakha Moshe Misinai is applied to Achas Ishto, it should also be applied to Nida. Okay, now, if we assume, what would happen if we would assume, now, that was Tavis' Kasha, Havamina. So without running through the steps, because without even thinking, that would help tremendously, because that would automatically answer our first kasha. In other words, assuming we don't want to say a daichik that Rav Chaim Ozer is wrong in Pshat and Mashma, and we grant Rav Chaim Ozer that if Tavis is Mashma, the second Teretz has to hold of it. So our first question was, how can you be in Bado Kana if you're an Erva of Aleha? Well, the answer is that Tavis, because the question was that the second answer reverts back to the Havamina. So by saying that the Havamina never held, it's an Erva of Aleha. So you answer that question. Right? That's true.
What was Tyson's intention when he asked his original Havamina Kasha? What was he trying to ask?
Kasha was, if you say that Tavis Kasha was like the Rabbeinu Peretz, but I know that the din of Nesra, I'm assuming it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's given, if the Chazal applied it to Achos Ishto, question is, just like Chazal applied it to Achos Ishto and Shaar Kol HaRayos, so we should apply it to Nida too. What's the difference?
I'm just saying, is there an Eishes Ach or not? Does the Rebbe mean there's an Eishes Ach here? When asking Gemara Gemirla, is there a full-fledged Eishes Ach? Because we're not mastering that because of Nesra, and there's a full-fledged Eishes Ach, no Chalitza, no anything. I'm saying, is he asking that level? Or because it's a different source, now it's like a lighter Kasha?
I don't know if he's asking that level. I'm just asking, you should have Nesra. It didn't Nesra. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And I don't know whether it really makes no difference to me whether he feels that Nesra patters or not. There's some halacha Moshe Misinai called Nesra. What Nesra does it patter from Chalitza? Does it patter Zika? I don't know. But whatever it does, it definitely makes you usher alamas. So Tzoyvah's kasha is that just like, since we have this halacha Moshe Misinai, it's said on the Gemara Daf Lamed. There's no Mekor brought down to it. So obviously it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Therefore, Nida should have it too. What's the difference? So if that was Tzoyvah's Havamina, that means that Tzoyvah's and his Havamina never thought that Nida is in the Nida is in the Parsha of Achos Ishto, never didn't necessarily hold that way. So the second, so now our first kasha was that how can we're granting the Achiezer that the second teretz must hold in Bal Kono, and our kasha is how can it be in Bal Kono if Nida is comparable to Achos Ishto? Achos Ishto is a Peter, that's what the Birka Shmuel says. Teretz says that's wrong because whoever said that Tzoyvah's and his Havamina thought Nida is like Achos Ishto. No one ever. The Tzoyvah's in his not necessary. Tzoyvah's Havamina was that Nida the Nesra the Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not because we're making Nida like Achos Ishto, right? If you could. Somehow, I'm just, you know, it's not necessarily going to work in Tysis, but we'll see. But at least in the first, why I would want Abinagia to say this, because the Maisa, that would answer our problem, our first problem. You know, it might answer some of the other problems too as we go through the Cheshbon. But right off the bat, without even thinking almost, it answers the first problem.
So in the Havamina, one second. Tosfos Beferus says, he says the words. He says, "Ein lahakshes nida tashliyam af pisha matara karkav kemo achas isha."
Kemo achas isha, and he keeps on talking. You skipped out a few words. Kemo achas isha. No, you're right. So it means kemo. Doesn't mean he's learning out from there. He said just like Achos Ishto, the Rabbeinu Peretz, he might also use such a lashon. I don't have the Rabbeinu Peretz in front of me at the moment, but it's very likely. In other words, the kasha is just like Achos Ishto as it's in Nesra. I mean, everyone agrees. Tzoyvah's kasha is written on the words of the Mishnah of Achos Ishto, so of course it's you have to tie it into Achos Ishto.
So because his problem, and he understood in Bal Kanu or no?
Right, I don't know. I'm not getting into that. We'll have to go slow.
It's
definitely Kemo Achos Ishto, but not necessary because he's learning that it's an Aleha. It's just like Achos Ishto has the Halacha Moshe Misinai includes Achos Ishto. So the Halacha Moshe Misinai shouldn't include neither.
The Rebbe's Raya is from Tzoyvah's Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbe's Raya is from Tzoyvah's Raya.
A Yalfusa?
What?
When the Rush says Lekel Amelaf,
you have a good point. I said that why I would have in the gear to like to say this, but there's a lot of problems in saying this, and now we're going to have to work it out.
But Rebbe's coming from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, right? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is asking, it should be the 16th Erev of the Mishnah.
No, I don't know. But
and he says the re-answer that kasha.
Not relevant to me. All I want Rabbeinu Peretz is that the Havamina was that Nesra is a halacha most recently. Like, that's a side point. So he happened to think, fine.
So I'm saying, why would a pater a tzara if it has nothing to do with being allowed?
He also thought that it's done with Achas Ishto, but that's not necessarily relevant to Tavis and Skasha. And Tavis doesn't ask like him on that point, so we don't have to say Tavis agrees to him on that point. Okay, anyway, so let's go up. But the problem is Hillel said it also right, is that if we're going to say this, so right away, we got problems, and what's Tavis's first answer? Because Tavis, a few people said, first of all, the Rosh is Lashon, and his answer is, if we're saying the question was not to learn from Achos Ishto, so why does the Rosh in his answer bring in, second of all, what's good for the answer? Even Bain the Rush, Bain Tysus, says that Al Dami the Akos Yishar rises over Al Yavim, but neither can I serve. But no one was comparing it to Akos Ishto. The whole gotcha was just it should be included in the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So just say it's not Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. What are you saying that that Dami to Akos Ishto it called Arayis?
Why does Rabbi have to put the Rosh and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz?
Wait. And third of all, if the Havamina held that it's not Dami to Akos Ishto, so then the Havamina should have also known in a Bala Kano. So then there's no Hemshah. Okay, what? I'm sorry?
Why is Rabbi bringing the Rosh into Tosfos? If Tosfos holds like a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Rosh could be doing a Leha, and Tais could be different.
Okay, it could be. But we would prefer not to make a machlokes, especially since Tavis and the Rosh give the exact same first answer. Rabbeinu Peretz didn't give that answer. So it sounds like that Tavis and the Rosh are following the same pattern. But forget Rabbeinu Peretz, who didn't give the same answer that Tais gives, the first answer, might be different. But Tavis and the Rosh, they gave the same first answer. Sounds like they're the same. Now, also, when we were learning, you know, there was a got people were pointing out that the Rosh is really very funny. Is that when the Rosh asks the Kasha, he doesn't mention learn from Achos Ishto, Isha, Achos Ishto, but in his answer, he says you can't learn from Achos Ishto. So we said, like the Rosh is funny, like when he repeats over the question in his answer, which is b'chlal not necessary, because that's a little bit extra words. There's no reason to repeat the question in his answer. And
to explain the question.
And not only that, but he sticks in more than you know, in other words, he sticks in, he explains the question clearer in the answer than he said it in the question. It's like, you know, if he would have said in the question, Native Me'achos Isha, and then he repeats it in his answer, it's also funny. Like, what do you don't have to repeat the question in the answer. Why did George Washington cross the bridge? The reason why George Washington crossed the bridge is because. It's too much wording. Just go straight, because. But he repeats the question in the answer, and he says it clearer than he said in the question. It's also very mundane. Okay, so maybe here's the crazy idea. I know. I hope I'm still getting it with me. That Tosfos Havamina was that he saw there's a din Nesra. He doesn't know where Nesra comes from. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Maybe it's some kind of drasha, like the Radak said. It was a drasha. I don't know. His kasha that the din nasra, let the din nasra apply to Nida, just like it applies to Achos Ishto, nothing to do with making a Liba. Tavis in his answer is mechadesh two things. That's for his answer. He's mechadesh that the din Nesra is not learned out from a halacha Moshe Mitzinai, from a drasha Yavama Yavala, whatever. The din Nesra is learned out from Achlos Ishto. And that's and chiddush number two is that neither is lo dami to achos ishto. Right? In other words, there are two chidushim in Taibis's answer, and that's why the Rush speaks out in his answer the Lekar Avelet neither me achos isha, because that's part of his answer. Is that Nesra, Gufa, part of his, there's really two answers in the answer. One is that Nesra is written by Achaz Ishto, and two, Lekan Amedev Nida Me Achaz Ishto.
But why does he need the first one? Wouldn't the second one answer it?
Even no, if because it if Nesra is not learned from Achaz Ishto, then it doesn't help me that Lekan Amedev Nida from Achaz Ishto. So first, Tavis has to put that. First, Tavis, the Rush, has to put down the Yitzayim that Nesra is written by Achaz Ishto. So that's why in his answer, the Rush is sticking this in, which he didn't say in his question. It's very beautiful in the Lashon. The Rush in his question says, "I don't know where Nesra comes from. You have Nesra, have it by Nida." Says the Rush in his answer, "I'll tell you where Nesra comes from." Nesra comes from Achlos Ishto. That's Chiddush number one. Now that I'm Mechadesh and Nesra comes from Achlos Ishto, I'll tell you Chiddush number two, the Lekha Lemedev, Me Achlos Ishto, that because neither is different than Achlos Ishto.
One second.
I want to make Shmuel happy. Tavis and Hamina could have not hold of either Kiddush. And that's why the Rabbeinu Peretz in his Hamina thought that Nida should even have a Ptur Tzara.
What's Kiddush number one in the Rush?
And Tavis is Teretz. What?
What is Kiddush number one of the Rush?
Kiddush number one is that Nesra is written by Achos Isha. Tavis, when the Rush asks the Kasha, he doesn't bring in Achos Isha about Nida from Achos Isha. He just says, "Neither kimo achlos ishto." Then in his answer, he says, "Lekan amedev." So we, till now, we were saying, just lav dafka, the kimo meant native. And so that was a little funny because he didn't say native. So I want to say, obviously, I have a very big negia because we'll see as the chesed works out. That maybe the Rush is mechadesh two chidushim in his answer. Chiddush number one, that Nesra is written by Achlos Ishto. Chiddush number two, that Lekan Amedev.
One second, isn't that only work hidden chiddush number one? If it's necessary in order to answer the original question?
It is necessary. Because if Nesra would be Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, so Pashas it goes on everything.
So in the Hapini, he thought it was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, like Rabbeinu Peretz?
It's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, or he thought like the other person that it's a drasha of Yavama Yavala. Whatever it is, he thought that it's
Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. My hand just said Halacha Moshe Mitzinai.
He thought it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, like Rav's Lashon is. Call Yavama Shainani Kariba Yavama Yavo Alaha. So it says, call Yavama Shainani Kariba, that includes Nida. Nida is included in that. Those are the words that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai.
The only way out of that is to say that there is no Gzeres HaKasuv? He's changing Nesra?
He's changing Nesra, saying that Nesra is learned. If that wasn't Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, call Yavama Shainani Kariba Yavama Yavo Alaha. But rather, there was it's written by Achlos Ishto, and then we're learning out from Achlos Ishto. And therefore, since Nida can't be learned from Achlos Ishto, Mimele, It doesn't have a din d'asra.
So in the Havamina, we're talking about this part of the mission of Achos Isha. So in the Havamina, we're just bringing it up now because that happens to be the answer. But the question has nothing to do with Achos Isha.
Achos Isha is the poster boy for Nesra, because that's the only case where you really have Nesra. So Achos Isha, no matter what, even if you're in Zalocha Moshe Sinai, Achos Isha is the poster boy for Nesra. So the Mishnah says Achos Isha. Achos Isha is a code word for having Nesra, because Achos Isha works through Nesra. Now, we don't know where we get Nesra by Achos Isha. Could be asked an Nesra called by Achos Isha from Halacha Moshe Sinai. But Achos Isha has Nesra. The Tzavis Gashe was Kimo. Just like Achos Isha has Nesra.
And the Rush.
The Rush. Tzavis and the Rush. Just like Achos Isha has Nesra. Need the Shatu. Everett Dices and the Rush to Chedushim. That first of all, you should not know that neither the Din Nesra comes from Achos Isha. And if you're going to say, so good, so what, the learner from Achos Isha? Chiddush number two, because you can't learn from Achos Isha. So the Rush.
Tosis doesn't say Melech.
Okay, so the Rush, Tyvus was being Mekatzer. But Tyvus left.
The whole backup with this was the fact that the Rush says Kimo in the question, and he says Melech in the answer. But Tosis doesn't say it in either place.
That's right.
So how can we help? How can we answer for Tosis like that?
Assume that that's self understood. If I say that it's not Daimit to Achos Isha, that means that you have to learn after Achos Isha. So it's self understood in Tyvus.
Why did Tosis grab that Havamina switch?
Let me try and finish the Chesed, okay? Because I want to get finished the Chesed. Oh, I'm not going to get here. Oh. The beauty of this is that what happens, we have two Chidushim in Tavis's answer. Now Tavis goes ahead and brings in Imbal Okano. Imbal Okano is a Raya to his answer, right? That's what he said to Hemsha. But in Baal Okano, that isn't necessarily a raya to both Kedushim of the answer. In Baal Okano is only a raya to one of the Kedushim of the answer. Right? Because in Baal Okano is a raya that Nida is not. In other words, in Baal Okano has nothing to do. There's two Kedushim of the answer. One Kedush is, I thought Nesra was a halacha Moshe Sinai. The answer is Nesra is learned out from Achos Isha. And Kiddush number two is that Nida is not Daimit to Achos Isha. So in Baal Okano is a raya to the second Kiddush.
If it's Halacha L'Mashmi Sinai, what's it's in Baal Okano or it's Baal Okano?
Halacha L'Mashmi Sinai is a din in Nesra. Not doing in Baal Okano.
Why is saying it's a raya to the answer? Even in the Havamina.
It's a raya to the answer because Tavis, even in his Havamina anyway, knew that Nida doesn't have Nesra. He doesn't know why. So it's not going to be a riot.
Rebbe saying that Baal Okano is only because of the first answer. So I'm asking.
Right. Only because of the first answer.
So I'm saying, even in the Kasha, that means it wasn't in the Kasha. It's a riot.
In the Kasha, he didn't know either of his two Kedushim. There are two Kedushim in Tavis's answer. Kedush number one, that the Din Nesra is not Alcha Moshe Mitzinah. He's learned by Achos Isha. Kiddush number two, that Nida is not Dumya to Achos Isha.
But if it was Halacha L'Moshe Sinai in the Havamina, would it be in Baal Okano?
Not necessarily. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Why are you saying that it's a riot to his answer?
Okay. I'm saying he's not bringing a riot to that. That's the beauty. It's beautiful. I'm trying, that's good for my beauty. You're missing the beauty. The beauty is our Kasha on the Achiezer was, or not the Achiezer, and the Akasha was that since the question number two was that since the second answer holds like the Havamina, so if you hold like the Havamina, so how in the world can you get in Baal Okano? If you hold like the Havamina, you hold need this compared to Achos Isha. And if you're an Achos Isha, you can't be in Baal Okano. That was our second question. And Achos Isha is a fighter a pointer can't have balokano. Since Tavis in his Havamina did not know that you don't can't learn out neither from Achos Ishto, because that's what Tavis speaks out in his answer. So then Tavis in his Havamina didn't know that. So then how can, and the second answer holds like the Havamina, so how can the second answer hold in balokano?
Isn't
the answer now is beautiful. It's such a gewaldige Einbau. If there are two Havaminas,
regardless of how...
Wait, let me just say the Einbau because it's so beautiful, I can't control myself. If there are two Havaminas, then the second type of second answer only has to argue with one of the Havaminas, only has to agree with one of the Havaminas. Doesn't have to agree with both of the Havaminas, which means what happened is like this. Tavis had two Havaminas. He didn't know in his Havamina that Nesra is learned from Achos Ishto. He didn't know that Nida is not comparable to Achos Ishto. Comes along Tavis' Teretz, he's Mechadish to Chidushin. Says Tavis, I'll bring you a Raya to Chidush number two that Nida is not comparable to Achos Ishto. Because in Balakano, Avada, the second Teretz, has to accept that Raya, because Rabbi Achiezer says that everyone has to agree that Nida is in Balakano, that's the Mashmoz of Sochim, can't argue that Mashmoz. So the second Teretz also has to agree that Nida is not Daimit to Achlas Ishto. Aye, so why does the second Teretz bother giving a Teretz? Because the second Teretz doesn't accept that the Din Nesra comes from Achos Ishto. So he doesn't accept the other Kiddush. There's two Kiddushim. So okay. The second Teretz is only arguing with the Kiddush of where Nesra comes from. You know, there's the second Teretz accepts. So I just brought a Raya. To one of his two Chidushim, of course, when he brings a Raya, so that's finished. No one's going to argue with that. So when Tavis brings his second Teretz is not the Chavichoyzer from what he brought a Raya to. His second Teretz is Chavichoyzer from this other half of his Teretz. So it comes out as follows. The Cheshbon, it's very nice Cheshbon. Tavis and his Havamina did not know where Nesra comes from. He thought Nesra stammers halacha moshmi Sinai, whatever. Nothing to do with Achlas Ishto. He also happened to think that Nida is daimed to Achlas Ishto, like the Rabbeinu Barrett says. And therefore, it could be a Dibdur of Tzara too, if necessary. But that's not, it wasn't his kasha, it wasn't going into that. Taibis in his answer has to mean the Chadish two things. One is Nesra is written by Achlas Ishto. Two, Nida is not done with Achlas Ishto. Says Tavis, and I'll bring you a Raya to Chiddush number two, because if Nida will be done with Achlas Ishto, there's no way under the sun you can get in Baal Elkanah. It's a Ptur, it's a Paiter, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Can't have Mitzvah Yibam, can't have anything. Must be that Nida is not done with Achlas Ishto. But I, says Tavis, the second answer is what you said, that Nid is not Daimit Ishto, of course, you prove that conclusively, no Shaila. But the Maisa, to say that we learn on Nesra from Achlas Ishto, that's highly debatable, because it doesn't say Nesra by Achlas Ishto. So, that's the second answer. I have a different place where Nesra comes from. Nesra comes, and if you're going to go back to Amin and Nesra is Halacha Moshe Misinai, so then it will still apply to Nida, even though Nida is not learned from Achlas Ishto, because, you know, we're not learning from Achlas Ishto. So says, it's a different answer that you have to say that Nesra comes from Darkei Naya. Okay. But he's still retaining, even Tavis in his second answer, is retaining half of his first answer. And therefore...
He's not retaining the answer. He's getting a totally different reason why you can't learn from Achlas Ishto.
No.
One second. No. Obviously, at the end of the day, whatever answer you give, he has to explain why you don't learn from Achlas Ishto. Right, so that's all he's doing. He says,
was not learned from Achlas Isha. That was Tavis's answer. He's in a rush to native in the answer. Tavis Kasha was Kamo. Kamo doesn't mean learn out. Kamo means it should be the same, not learn out from. Kamo means two people wrote the same answer on the test. Why should one get it right and one get it wrong?
So the answer is, first of all, you have to there's no Xeris HaKasuv. Second of all, there's two different ways you can explain why you can't learn out from Achlas Isha.
No. We're not saying that at all. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like this. The answer is there's only one reason why you can't learn from Achlas Isha. There's only one reason.
No, there's two different answers.
No. That's not what I'm saying. You want to say your chat, you say your chat. The way I'm saying it is,
I love to understand what you're saying.
I'm saying it, there's only one reason why you can't learn from Achlas Isha. Tavis Havamina thought that had two misconceptions. First misconception was that Nesra has nothing to do with Achlas Isha. He also happened to think, which wasn't relevant in his Havamina, but he happened to think that neither can be learned from Achlas Isha. It wasn't relevant in his question because he didn't think Nesra got from Achlas Isha. Okay. But he had these two misconceptions in his Havamina.
One second.
Tavis, his answer is Mechadish two things. Chiddush number one, that Nesra comes from Achlas Isha. Chiddush number two, that you can't learn neither from Achlas Isha. As far as Chiddush number two, Tavis brings a raya from Psachim. Everybody accepts it. There's no discussion about that anymore. Finish. Not discussed. Neither is not learned from Achlas Isha for one reason, because it's not Taimeh. Finish. End the story.
I'm trying to just understand the Vala Kana and the Havamina.
What?
Either way, even if you just learn Nesra, whatever Nesra means in the Havamina, whatever Nesra means, how do you explain Balakana?
In the Havamina, you would not be able to explain the Balakana. That's good. That's why it's a Raya. The Havamina could never explain in Balakana because the Havamina thought that neither is Daimit to Achlas Isha, and it could not be in Balakana. The Havamina would not be able to understand Psachim. That's why Tavis brought a riot from Sokim against the Havamina.
What do you mean? I thought Rebbe's whole shot is that it's not because it's learned from Achlas Isha. The Havamina is Allah Chalamashim Sinai.
I understand, but the Havamina happened to hold of two things because the answer needs to be Mechadesh two things. The Havamina had two misconceptions. One misconception was Tavis and his Havamina did not know two things. Tavis and his Havamina thought that Nesra has learned out from Halacha Moshe Mitzina.
And does that jive with Baal HaKanu?
Yes or no? That's irrelevant.
Because Rebbe just said no.
I didn't say no. I didn't say that. You just said that to Hillel. I did not say that. You misheard me.
We'll have to fact check and go back on the recording.
You said the Havamina cannot explain the Gemara.
Tavis Havamina number one is that Nesra is learned out from Halami Sinai. That would have absolutely no effect on Imbal O'Connor.
What do you mean? Does it fit?
Let me try to answer you. Tavis also had a second Havamina that he thought that neither is Dumya to Achlas Isha. These are two unrelated Havaminas. They don't have anything to do with each other. Tavis, when he started the sugya, had two assumptions. One is that Ezra is written by Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And assumption number two, that neither can be learned from Achlas Isha. Based on his assumption number two, not assumption number one, he would have said that in Bala Logano. Okay. Now he asks his kasha. Neither should have Nesra, because Nesra is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and Halacha Moshe Mitzinai doesn't differentiate. It just says, call Yavama Shani Karba Yavama Yavodal. And for his tithes, I have to be Mechadish two Chidushim. One Chidush, that Nesra is neilah from Achlas Ishto, meaning that Nes was written by Achlas Ishto. And Chinuch number two, that you can't learn out from Achlas Ishto.
So then we can go back
then to the last I'll bring you a raya to Chinuch number two. I'll bring you a raya to Chinuch number two from the fact that in Bava Kama.
Why didn't you just say Chinuch number two?
Then he says, but wait a second, but I don't necessarily like Chinuch number one.
Okay.
So therefore, he gives a second answer.
Answers work.
Chiddush number two, even in the second answer.
Why couldn't Taisus just say Chiddush number two? Memansa. Why didn't Taisus only say Chiddush number two?
Why? Because Taisus is allowed to assume that you're smart. Maybe this is a little diving. But obviously, if I tell you in the answer that you can't learn out neither from Achlas Ishto, so you understand that that's relevant. And if Nesra is not written that by Achlas Ishto, then who cares that you can't learn out neither from Achlas Ishto? So by saying in my answer that neither is not diamond to Achlas Ishto, I'm saying that the Torah Nesra is written by Achlas Ishto.
So you're saying that the second answer was only necessary because Tosfos said the first answer of the first Chiddush of Achlas Ishto.
Yes.
So that means Tosfos understood that if you don't say Achlas Ishto, then if you don't say Achlas Ishto, then you don't have the problem. But you could say the second answer anyway. You could say the second answer alone.
No, because if you don't say Achlas Ishto, then you revert back to the Havamina, then Nesra's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And the moment it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, he's going to include neither also.
And that's Ba'alakana is Shver.
What?
And Ba'alakana is Shver.
No, Ba'alakana won't be Shver. Just neither should have Nesra. I don't know anything about it. If you would say Chiddush number two without Chiddush number one, Parshat Pshat is neither would have Nesra, but in Bada would be Kaina. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
Why can't you say that neither, because it's different, it doesn't have Nesra?
No, the only answer I want to say,
it's not in the
reason why it doesn't have Nesra is because Nesra has learned from Achlas Ishto. Tosfos is saying, if Nesra has learned from Halacha Moshe Sinai, Go Yavama Shani Gareba, the fact that you found a chiddush between Nida and Achlas Ishto is irrelevant.
Why can't I say that chiddush and take it out of the Halacha Moshe Sinai? How do you know that Halacha Moshe Sinai means all, including Nida? Maybe the difference makes the difference in Halacha Moshe Sinai also.
That's a valid question. I'm sorry. Tosfos is making like a pircha. And neither is different than everyone even discusses. It's such a hard svara, Tosfos. So what if it's not, if it's usher to everyone? If anything being usher to everyone should make things worse, not better. It's not like a logic, Tosfos is saying. It's a pircha. Pirchas don't have to make sense. Just differences. So if you're learning out from Achlas Ishto, so then you have a pircha. It's a little dummy to Achlas Ishto. Why should this difference make for a difference? Not relevant. It's the pasuk is by Achlas Ishto. This is a little dummy to Achlas Ishto. But if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, it has nothing, then there's no logical reason why there should be a Nesra here and not Nesra there. Then we're not going to, just because there's a difference. So what if there's a difference? The pasuk never said Nesra.
Why does Tosfos have to give a void in Rebbe's Mahalo?
Because he doesn't like to say that Nesra is written by Achlas Ishto. That's a daichik answer. So therefore he goes ahead and wants to find the difference. The pashtus is that Nesra is not written by Achlas Ishto. The pashtus is like Rabbeinu Peretz, that Nesra is a halacha of Moshe Misinai.
On that step, says a halacha Moshe Misinai. He already said it's not done with Achlas Ishto now, and he also is mechadesh that it's not in Achlas Ishto. That's not where Nesra is, right? Before he gives his va'oid.
What?
Before he says va'oid, right? He already told us it's not done with Achlas Ishto, right? Before the va'oid, Tosfos already told us not doimet achas isha, but now he's bothered by what he wants to give a void, right?
He doesn't. But in order for that answer to work, he had to say in his first answer that Nesra is written by achas ishto, And Taivis looks at Achos Ishto, and I don't see that that's what's written by Achos Ishto. So Taivis V'oi says, Nesra's not written by Achos Ishto, Nesra's learned, there's a different source. There's three possible sources of Nesra. There's Nesra is the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Nesra is by Achos Ishto. Where Nesra is Drachecha Darkei Nayan.
Why can't we just say very much simpler? Just that Tisus himself thought that it's Mamish Doine to Achos Ishto Legabe Darkei Nayan. He's Mechadish that it's different Legabe Darkei Nayan. Why do we have to come out to Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? Just say he had both. He's bothered by both of them.
Tavis doesn't know Darkei Nayan until he gets to his second answer.
But he knows the Void doesn't change that. So when it comes to.
It does. The Void is Mechadish Darkei Nayan.
That means he thinks it's exactly like Achos Isha Legabe Darkei Nayan, right?
No. One second. Before the second answer, he never heard of Darkei Nayan.
So why now, Rebbe? He has three places. Rebbe just said there's three places that Taisus can know Nesra from. Two of them he knows, and one of them he's Mechadish. Rebbe said there's two places he thinks that it's possibly, and then in the void he's Mechadish a third.
No, each stage of Taisus is Havamina was. That Nesra is from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, period. Tavis in his first answer had to be Mechadish, that Nesra is learned from Achos Ishto. Tavis' second Taras doesn't like that Chiddush, so instead he's Mechadish and Nesra is learned from Drachecha Darkei Nayan.
What told Tavis that it's not that's not a Mesoira and that is learned from Achos Ishto? What told Taisus to switch that? Because
otherwise, he couldn't have answered his question why neither doesn't have Nesra. Because if Nesra is learned from Mesoira, so the Mesoira is like the Rav quotes it, Kol Yivam Hashem and Ikareba, so that would include Nida too. I Nida is different than other Arayas, so what? The Nesra wasn't written by Arayas. It was written by Stamma Rule. So the fact that there's a Pircha, that is no dumb in a Shara Arayas, is irrelevant. So if you learn Nesra from a Mesoira, so then there's no way not to apply it to Nida. So Tzavis, in order to be able to say that it's not applied to Nida, he had to make two things. One is that Nesra is learned from Achos Ishto. And two, that Nida is not learned from Achos Ishto. Kiddush number two, Taivis brings a raya to, because in Bad Elkanah. Kiddush number one, Taivis doesn't bring a raya to. Therefore, since Taivis doesn't bring a raya to Kiddush number one, therefore, Taivis is, it's Roy has a right to bring a different answer to drop Kiddush number one, because Kiddush number one is somewhat Daichik. Therefore, as you see, the Taivis Havamina didn't agree with it. Therefore, Taivis comes, drops Kiddush number one, and says, but also drops the Havamina, and says that Nesra is not learned like the Havamina thought from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Nesra is not learned from Achos Ishto, but Nesra is learned from a third source.
So then Rebbe's not granting the Achiezer's Kasha altogether. Rebbe's saying Achiezer shouldn't have a Kasha in the first place.
Why?
Rebbe's saying the Achiezer shouldn't have a kash in the first place because Baal Ukanu should never fall off that. Once we say it's not Doimed Achos Ishto, of course he's Baal Ukanu, and of course Taisus, when he gets to that void, he never has the problem in the first place.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to answer his kasha.
I'm saying that we can
answer by saying that Taisus is that even the second answer accepts, in other words, Titus brought a raya to, but it's all based on this chap that there could be two chidushim. Because if there's only one chidush, so the second teres can't hold to the first chidush. If there's one chidush, so then the second answer doesn't hold to the chidush. So the second answer has to be exactly like the Havamina. But if there are two chidushim in Titus, so then you can say the second answer holds with one chidush without the other. That's a beautiful chat. So and it works beautifully in the Rush, that the Rush added this native Me'achos Ishto in his answer, which he didn't say in his Havamina. So we're saying from the Rush that there are two Chidushim in Tavis's answer. By saying two Chidushim in Tavis's answer gives us the opportunity to answer the Achiezer's Kasha. That's right. That's the beauty. I think it's very, very nice. I'm not sure if it answered Dr. Begin's question, but Baruch Hashem, you guys kept me busy, so I didn't get to have to discuss it. I don't really say Baruch Hashem. I would have liked to have discussed it. Yeah, I would have figured and decided. But you people can think about it. But the first two questions that we asked, then how can it be in Bodo Kono if it's learned out from Achos Ishto? Because Achos Ishto is a piter. And two, what was the Hemshire? Obviously, Titus born in Bodo Kono is a riot to the first answer. And if the second answer also holds in Bodo Kono, so then there's no Hemshire. There's no riot. So why is Titus bringing it in? He's not being a Yenta. And if according to the Achiezer, any answer that will say that there's no Nasra will have in Bar Kano. So why did Titus bring it in? Then in Bar Kano doesn't prove anything. So both of those two kashas are being answered because Titus in his original Avina thought it's an Achos Ishto. Then it could never explain in Bar Kano. But Titus in his answer is dropping that, and his second answer is agreeing with that point.
But Rebbe has to say that his answer of Lloyd Daimita Achzisha is not strong enough to take care of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, which is a
very yes, which is very mistara.
That's mistara.
That's very partial. But okay. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna go.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. I have plenty of time yet. To the end of the week. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, Rebbe.
Okay.
Rebbe Lubin, do you have another moment to stay on the line or are you busy?
I'm on the line, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to share, I was trying to get clarification. The Chafetz Chaim has a sefer because it's called Likutei Chafetz Chaim Kunshas Talmud Torah. It's called the Likutei Chafetz Chaim Kunshas Talmud Torah. It's two volumes. About Limurat Torah.
The Chafetz Chaim didn't write that. Someone.
So they take quotes from all of his different Sfarim Torah, Sibayas Torah, or whatever Sfarim he wrote.
Yes.
But these are his original words. So he brings out the fact that there's a mitzvah. So he talks about how can we do it? It's not shayach. Most people don't know shayach by heart. So he has an eitza. I wanted to run this by you. So the eitza is, then he quotes the Gra. And then he says later with the Rashi, Yilmara Ilfus and Perish Rashi Levado, his Rashi. Okay?
Right.
Then he brings a Gra later on. He now Aitzis Shell Liman Alfus and Perish Rashi Matsasi, but Maisa Rav Bisham Agrosha Kos of Sham Lilmod Rav Rav Ilfus, the Choyam and Perish Rashi Lachsa Hatev Kibemis Mizayeda Ikra Lachosh. Okay, that's his piece. Now, why is that different learning Mishnayos with the Rav? Is there something unique about? I mean, the Gra says it, and the Chafetz Chaim says it. Maybe there's something unique about doing this.
But the Chafetz Chaim somewhere else says it's other ways of learning Mishnayos. Yeah, but
but the Chafetz Chaim says this, and even he says later on when the certain Masechtos don't have it. For not reading it clearly, I think he says he should learn it with the Rambam. He has a safe. He wrote Likutei Halachos.
Yeah, okay.
Likutei Halachos is basically a lot of the Rambams on those Masechtos.
Right, okay.
So, what happened to this Eitzah? Number one, you always discuss Rashi. Is the Rashi on the Ref, the Rashi, and the Rashi? It seems
to make a difference. It's a reliable person.
Right, okay. So, what is that the Eitzah we do instead of something else?
We don't do that. I've never heard of this Eitzah. Obviously, it's not in our Messiah. What do you want from me?
I know, so I'm asking you. After reading Shimon Law, you know.
You know, that's not our Messiah. I think our Messiah was to do the Eitzah of Mishnayos. That Rashiva did used to say that, to do that once in your life, you should learn Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And I think the Chafetz Chaim says that Eitzah somewhere else. It also came from the Chafetz Chaim, that Eitzah. Now, I have to check in both places. Are they aces for the same thing or for different things? I'm not such a bucket. You know, in one place, he did this ace of learning alphas. One place he says during Mishnah, were the purpose, were they both the same or not? I don't remember. I don't know. But Shiva did quote the Eitzah of learning Mishnayos.
Memi didn't know this Eitzah from the Chavetz Chaim.
Shiva knew it, but that's not the Messiah. I don't know.
Okay, so I was going to ask you this. So it's not the Messiah, so the Messiah is...
And that there is not our Messiah. I don't know. Rabbi Abdullah never mentioned it. I don't know. I never heard the Shiva tell guys to learn riffs and...
In Lakewood, some of the yeshivas, just mentioning this, the night said is used for Gemara Rashi and the Rosh. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeshiva, that wasn't our Messiah.
I know that's not our Messiah. Okay. The idea was, Ian, Ian, Kyle, and then they have to... but there is that based on the idea of Chora that a person has no kol chadri chadaram shel Torah? Okay. It should be shagor v'piv.
Maybe, I don't know.
And what about shagor v'piv? The Mishnah has to make a shagor v'piv with enough chazara?
I can't answer you. I just know that I never heard Yeshiva say such a thing. I'm sure he knew that Chavetz Chaim. Even I knew that Chavetz Chaim. we never heard of it.
So the Rashidah's Meso was with the Mishnayos, I assume, with the Rav.
No. With the Rav. Okay, I don't know, not necessarily. He just said Mishnayos. I don't know if you need that.
You mean the art scrolls on the bottom or those art scrolls?
Whatever you do. He used to say that the Mishnayos is better than Daf Yomi. Because Daf Yomi doesn't have all Kol Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Mishnayos needs to learn Kol Tarek Kula, because everything... Rav put everything in the Mishnah. Everything in Merum is in the Mishnah. So at least you learn it. But that was, I don't know if that was the purpose. The purpose was you should at least, the purpose of Mishnah was because when you go up to Olam Haba, you can only go learn
something
that you learned already. So this way you learned everything already. I'm not sure if that's the reason why he's telling you people to learn the Alphas.
Rabbi May, doesn't he say something about the Rav Alphas about as far as memorizing halacha to learn halacha lemaisa? He doesn't say those words somewhere over there?
Could be, but not to memorize. I don't know anything about memorize. But he said the chazar a lot.
So this is for a different reason.
I have to read it.
Now, there's the Mishnayos was so that you should one time in your life learn Kol Tarei Kula. And the Chavetz Chaim is talking about a different thing about knowing Kol Tarei Kula. So, okay, that's Shnei Dim Nefradim. I don't know.
I mean, I have to check what Sandy said. Maybe this is Halacha L'Maisa. I think he does say something over here that way a person will be Shagura Bepiv.
Okay.
So all the difference in Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't the Chavetz Chaim also say they should have one Masechta? They think that you should have one Masechta that's your Masechta.
Okay, that's also true. All right. I don't know. The Maisa, I never heard that in the Yeshiva, so I'm not worried.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.